Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. Today we are going to have a conversation with Scott Ricketts. He is a member service field representative. And Scott, you are going to kind of walk me through a day in your life. Is it a good day? can we talk about a good day?
It is a good day. It's different every day, which makes it a good day.
So kind of give me an overview. What does a member service field representative do overall?
A little bit of everything. We're the catch-all for a lot of things. We do, when people are moving in and out, we turn services on and off. We check meters when usage is reporting higher or lower. So we do check reads. We read meters still, even though a lot of people think that we don't. We still read meters. One of the more complicated things we do is collect bills. So I go out and I collect, and if we don't get payment, I unfortunately have to do the dirty work of cutting somebody off.
Well, hopefully those are few and far between, because I know you guys do a really good job of working with members and getting them on payment plans and doing your best to keep that from happening.
We do our best. And if you give us a call and you try to work with us, we will work with you.
Do you have members that call in and they're complaining because their bill is too high? Do you go out? Are those some of the things that you do?
I do. And I actually assist Lewis O'Berry, who's been in here a few times, with some of that. He just unfortunately can't always make it to the far ends of our territory. So I do try to help him out as much as I can, and so do my coworkers, but typically it ends up being me.
Now, we are recording today's podcast in the Front Royal office, but it's called the Blue Ridge office, right?
That is correct.
So there are four Rappahannock Electric Cooperative offices?
Yes. Blue Ridge and Front Royal, Culpeper and Culpeper and Bowling Green, and then our main office is in Fredericksburg. And we actually have a remote office. It's just a warehouse in Louisa.
They gave me your job description because they at least wanted me to be a little bit educated before I had the conversation with you. It says, promote products and services that REC provides to members. What kinds of products and services?
We tried to promote the air conditioning switches, water heater switches, which basically during peak hours, so what it boils down to is your really hot days, we cut water heaters off, and most people don't even notice the difference. But the benefit to having that is we do free maintenance on them. So if your water heater happens to start giving cold water, we come out and we will fix it, we will drain it, we will clean it, put new elements in it, new thermostats, all for free.
That is, because now, is that something that you kind of inherited from the former power company? Is that something Rappahannock is always, because I don't have that. I mean, I have my own water heater that is connected to everything else in my house.
It is a little bit. We stop promoting them. We still install them if somebody asks for them, but we don't do a whole lot of them. They're not as popular, but I think it's a great program. It's free for the members to put the switch in. It's free for the maintenance, and most people don't even notice they have it.
Well, and it makes perfect sense because you're in a better position to kind of help me save energy. If you know I'm working, everybody in my house is out of the house during the day, why should that hot water heater be running and keeping hot water ready at a moment's notice when nobody's going to be there to use it?
Well, most hot water heaters, we only cut them off for 2 or 3 hours at a time. You don't even notice your hot water was cut off. It holds the temperature. You might notice a degree or two difference, but they're great. They are a great thing.
So do you also have to go out when there are outages? I mean, we kind of talked a little bit about what you do on a normal everyday basis, but I'm guessing outages happen and that's not part of your everyday work description.
It is not. We do go out for outages. Typically, we don't go out. My department, MSFRs, don't go out until it's a major event. And then in that case, I have an outside crew, typically. I will lead a contractor from another state or another cooperative. Since I have our mapping, I know where we're going. I take them to the problem and let them fix it, basically.
Are you also the guy who goes out and does the setups when you guys are at community events or going to schools to teach kids about energy efficiency and safety? Or is that you too?
That is me too. I do some of the events. I'm typically on the setup and takedown crew, but I do work those events as well. I do the national night outs. I do the picnics and the fairs and the schools. Every year I actually do Powhatan School. I do a little presentation there about energy and safety, a little bit of everything.
In Winchester, there is a big event that happens. I think it's in its sixth or seventh year. It's changing this year. It's called Worlds of Work. Mm-hmm. And it's the WOW Expo. And it's every seventh grader in the surrounding six counties, plus some private schools, come and get to learn all about careers. I know REC sets up there. Are you there that day?
I typically do set up for that day. One of my colleagues actually really likes to do that event, so he does it.
What is your favorite thing about your job? Do you have like a favorite thing that, you know, when it pops up on your schedule or you think, hey, I'm going to go do this today, I love going to do these?
I just like how it's different every day. It's not the same monotonous job every day. I never really know what I'm going to be getting into. One of the other things we're doing is we're changing meters. We're going away from all the old dial meters.
Mm-hmm.
So we've still got about 70,000 of those to change.
Wow.
We're actually done changing them in the Blue Ridge office. So on days when we're a little bit slower in this office, we're going to Culpeper. So I'm getting to see more of the territory and more of the scenery in our southern regions.
Now, that's kind of cool. So what's like been the strangest thing that you've had to do since you've been here? Have you run into something that was just totally off the wall or weird or had like the strangest request from a member that they want you to connect their hot water heater to their pool or something like that?
No, I've never really had anything like that. We've really seen it all. I mean, you see it all. Back before we had our automated system and we read meters every month, every other month, I was a meter reader. So I was in yards every day. So you see it all. You really do.
Get chased by a lot of dogs.
Yes.
Are you guys on call? I mean, I know the linemen work typically on an on-call basis because of storms, but are you on call? Because sometimes you do, we talked earlier, you have somebody's power gets cut off and then they come in and they make the payment and it might be 10 o'clock at night, but they want their power back on at 10:02 once they've paid the bill. Do you have to do on-call services for things like that?
We actually are on call. There's five of us in my department and we rotate. So every 5 weeks I'm on call for a week. We can get called out, I want to say almost any time at night, but typically it's not after 9 p.m. We wait until the next morning. But if it is a dire situation or something got cut off by mistake or something like that, we do go out pretty much at any time.
And that's even weekends. I mean, that's not just even weeknights, that's weekends as well.
Nights, weekends, and that's the same for cold water. Somebody calls and they have cold water and it's the middle of winter and they really have had cold water, we can go out at 8, 9 o'clock at night and fix a water heater. And those typically can take anywhere from an hour to, I've had them take 3.
Most hot water heaters are inside though, right? I mean, so at least if you're doing that in the winter, typically they're in a basement, they're in a garage. Lewis and I have had conversations about making sure that they're wrapped and things along those lines, but you're not having to like crawl under houses when there's snow coming down, and are you?
We do have some water heaters in crawl spaces, so that's not my favorite place to go. But probably one of the, I'm going to say worst ones, but one of the nicest people I've ever met. I had a cold water complaint. I got it at 8:30 on a Friday night, and I didn't leave his house until almost 11.
Wow.
He was just the nicest man, but he had cold water and it was quite full of sediment, so it took me a long time to get it clean and get his water back on. But it really does, it can be any time of the night.
Well, and that's one of those things. I mean, I know I mentioned earlier we don't have the switch on our water heater. We have a relatively new hot water heater, maybe 3 or 4 years old. I had no idea that you were supposed to drain those and clean them once a year, and we started it not having hot water. And so I call up my dear friend Google and asked him what to do. That's something that most people probably don't realize, but it does affect the energy efficiency of your hot water heater as a whole if you're not cleaning it and emptying it every year.
It does. And if you do not have a water softener, it affects your appliances too, your washers, it affects your dishwasher. If you've ever unscrewed the little filters underneath of your sink, underneath the faucets, and they've got sediment in it, or you're starting to get low flow, it affects everything in your house and you don't even realize it.
Oh, see, now Lewis has never told me that. So now you are a step above.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. You mentioned a second ago about this guy that you went out to on a Friday night and how nice he was. You probably run into that a lot, too. You probably have people that want to get you something to drink or have some cookies. So that's kind of the fun part of your job, too, is that you get to meet these people who are so grateful that you're coming to help them in some way.
typically after hours, people are pretty happy to see me. So I'm the good guy at that point. So it is nice, and people are very appreciative, and it is really nice. We do have a great membership.
And they're offering you leftovers from dinner and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. And during power outages, I've had people offer to cook our whole crew steaks and everything else.
So, nice.
Oh, yeah. And our membership is very, very nice to us.
Fantastic. Well, Scott, thanks for coming to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.